Blog Talk Radio.
That there are some key elements that are needful in growth. This is Coach Adams, and I know you're probably thinking, wow, Coach Adams, I haven't quite evaluated that question. I actually didn't really think about it, and that's why we're here today. You know, I want us to grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question as we dig in on this Motivational Monday with yours truly, Coach Adams.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I really do. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I absolutely love our Shape Up series because it gives you tools to add to your toolbox so that you can win on your journey of life. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what are shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. You know, I ask that you allow me to set the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject at hand. And then we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, assuming time truly permits, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. And if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, desktops, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need, you should grab it so you can capture the gems and jewels that will be shared on today. But, you know, before we jump right on into the deep end of the pool, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Invite someone right on their Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach because we couldn't do it without YOU. So we thank you for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at four elements needed to grow. Four elements needed to grow. And, you know, the reality is for anything in the earth to grow, there are certain elements that are needful in that process of growth. When that seed is planted, there's some things that have to happen after the seed is planted to support it in its process of growing. And, you know, the reality is you need to think about, what is it that I need to grow? Do I, in essence, have the elements that are needful for me to grow on my journey? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I growing? Well, already at the top of the hour of this time of empowerment, you're asking some great questions, and I'm feeling the vibrations of who you are. We are working our vision so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. And so where is it that we want to grow? We want to grow in those areas personally and professionally around our vision, our goals, and our dreams. Now, you know, what's so important to understand, there is this law called the law of the rubber band. And the law of the rubber band states that growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. Growth stops when you lose that tension. And, you know, I know for myself personally at different stages on my journey, I know you've kind of felt at times, you know, you felt it, that you've been feeling a little stagnant, like you're kind of in a rut, you're kind of stuck. Well, if you don't figure out how to navigate out of that rut, out of that zone of being stuck, that, in essence, is bringing about this loss of the tension that you need to continue to grow. And the reality is, if we're not continuously stretched, we will lose our growth capacity. You know, when I think about something being stretched, I don't know how many of you remember Gumby. It was this little green character, and Gumby would be stretched from one end to the next, but this was the thing about Gumby. Gumby would not break. And so this stretching is a support to us on our journey. And I want you to know that you cannot lose that necessary tension, because if you lose that tension, your growth is going to stop. Again, the law of the rubber band, growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. What is this place of where I could be, Coach Adams? That is such a great question on a Motivational Monday. This is that gap that we all have personally and professionally. We all have a gap. We have a gap. We are in a specific place, but we can look and forecast ahead on the horizon where we desire to go. And that target, the trajectory is very clear, but yet there is this space in between. That space represents the gaps. And we all have different gaps in life, personally and professionally. Right now, where you are, I want you to know, you have a gap in life, or gaps, plural. I know I can honestly say, being transparent, absolutely, Coach Adams has some gaps. There are some gaps between where I am today and where I could be, what my greater potential is, where I desire to grow. And I know that you listening in would say the same. And that's why you're here today. You want to be empowered in this process of getting some tools, some thoughts, some ideas that would support you on your growth journey. And that's what we are here for today. And I, of course, I am all for it. I love Mondays. I love empowering others. And ultimately, I love talking about growth. And I am constantly looking at, in my own personal life, how can I grow? One of the things that I'm growing to really realize to be true is that in order for me to grow to another level from where I am to where I desire to go and could be, that I have to expand my capacity beyond where I am today. That may mean that you have to expand your capacity and your thinking. That may mean a number of different things. But you cannot stay in that place of mediocrity. You can't. Because that is not worthy of your goals. And so that's where this expansion in our minds now begins to happen. This expanding our point of view begins to happen. Because the reality is, and this is what I've grown to know to be true, really. You know, God has place a gift in each and every one of us. The challenge that we often have is unlocking the code of this gift that's called purpose in the inside of us. The very reason why we were created, why we have been placed on the planet. That's our potential. And yet many of us struggle with, how do I get to this gift? How do I develop? How do I unlock this code of this gifting? And that's the struggle. And that's where the stretching comes in. And that's the first stretching, in essence, is that we have to identify that and recognize that God's gift to us, that he has given us, is that seed of our potential in him. On the inside, it's woven within the very fabric of our DNA. It's coded within us, this assignment of purpose. And our gift that God has given us, it's our responsibility to develop that, to move and execute on that. And the reality is, and I'm constantly evaluating this for myself, that if we are in the same place and we're not allowing ourselves to be stretched, we're not allowing ourselves to grow, because this law of the rubber band speaks to this stretching. And we're going to talk about the four elements needful for growth, but I want to first set up the significance of the law of the rubber band and this stretching that we each have to go through to move to another level. And so if you've been where you have been for a long time, you've been there too long. And in essence, I speak to you, our faithful listeners, and I speak to you, those that are tuning in for the first time. Today is your day, and it's time for you, for me, for each of us to stretch. Where am I stretching, Coach Adams? You're stretching to the next level. And you have to evaluate, what does this stretching look like for me? It's different for each and every one of us. And the reality is that this stretching requires us to move beyond the average thinking. You see, many of us are like, I'm just going to do what I need to do to get by. That's all I need to do. I do consulting, and I'm in an environment where it's so interesting that people want to be praised and celebrated for doing what's expected of them. Oh, look, I did this. Well, that's a part of your job description. And yet get disappointed when you're not celebrating that level of achievement. And I'm stretching and challenging my own self in this regard, because that's average behavior. When we do what is required of us, and that's all that we do, we're in a zone of average. That's what's expected. It's the stretching beyond that, when we do more than what's required of us, when we stretch to the next level, when we give beyond what's expected. Now, we're setting ourselves apart. Because the reality is, very few people want to be stretched. Most people want to just simply stay in their comfort zone. Don't mess with me. Leave me on the hammock. Bring my cool, refreshing drink. I want to stay right here in my comfort zone. And I've been guilty on my journey at certain stages, wanting to be in my comfort zone. So please know that Coach Adams, she gets it. I absolutely get it. And that's what's going to set you apart when it relates to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, is allowing yourself to constantly be stretched beyond what's comfortable, allowing yourself to constantly be stretched beyond the status quo. You know, I've shared in a previous conversation that we've had on Motivational Mondays that I was having a discussion with some top-level executives, and they were talking about the quality of their staff. And one executive was sharing that it was annual review time. And one of the employees came in, and this particular employee was looking for a raise. And so the supervisor is sitting, the executive, she's sitting listening for, okay, I'm waiting for you to tell me what you've done that was beyond the expectation, beyond the status quo. She's listening in for this, right? And the person said, well, I come in on time every day. Oh, okay, that's good. That's expected. You know, I fulfill my daily work task. Oh, great. that's expected. You know, I'm you know, taking care of the reporting based on the structure that has been outlined. Oh, wonderful. That's great. And as the person continued to share and go on, the bottom line was they were meeting the status quo. They were meeting what was expected of them. They weren't doing anything beyond that. They weren't allowing themselves to be stretched beyond that. And oftentimes, if we were honest, in many cases, many of us, we don't even meet the status quo. We're barely doing what's required to get by, and yet we want to be praised for just doing what's expected. See, stretching allows us to move to the next level, but it's a requirement that challenges us to introspect. It requires that we pull on something from the inside that is greater than us. For me, it's my source, and that is God. I don't know what yours is, but that's what mine is. And I can only share with you my truth. And I know I'm on a universal platform. And so when it comes to digging deeper, you know, athletes will often say they got the second win and suddenly they got, because they pulled on a greater reserve of power than what they thought they had in that moment. And there are so many different benefits to our being able to stretch. And when you recognize that, and I know from my own personal life, every time I allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone, out of my standard, realm of comfort, this zone of what's familiar and all of that, it allows me to embrace a whole new journey because it takes me in a different realm, be it being in the circle with different people, whatever it may be. That stretch with it comes great benefits because it allows you now to expand your capacity. In addition to it allowing you to expand your capacity, you're now able to move beyond. Remember I said, if you're in a place of mediocrity, you're not going to achieve greatness in that zone because that's just the average, you know, standard that you're meeting. But when you allow yourself to be stretched, you're moving to a higher, greater level. In essence, you're growing to a higher, greater version of yourself. And so I want to give us some thoughts around the four elements that are needful for us to continue to grow. And I want you to challenge yourself to think about, do I have what's needed around me, in me? Am I in the environments that support me? These four basic elements for growth. And we're going to build this out as an acronym. As you know, those that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams likes to take a word and then build out on that. And so growth. G-R-O-W. We're just going to get four elements today around what's needful, the key elements that are needful for growth. Again, I reference something being planted in the earth. In order for that which has been planted in the earth, there are elements that are needed for it to grow. And I want you to kind of take that. We're going to take that and put it into this framework of our vision, of working our vision, achieving our goals, and ultimately living out our dream. So our G in our grow is that we must have ground that is fertile. You must have fertile ground. This fertile ground for me speaks to your spiritual womb and having the capacity to produce. So when a seed is planted, it's planted in you and your ground is fertile. Why? Because you have the capacity to produce. You may be thinking, Coach Adam, what are you saying? If you have the capacity to produce, There are signs and wonders around you and the evidence of what you have produced. You're not the individual that seeds are planted in you and you take that and make the graveyard richer because you don't produce. And that's why the fertile ground is the ground of that which will produce. You have the capacity to produce. Some get one talent, 10 talents, 2 talents, whatever it is. But do you maximize what you have been given? Are you producing on what you have been given? Or are you just sitting on it because of fear, because of uncertainty, because you don't have the self-esteem for it? You're feeling like, I'm not enough to do this. Or whatever the self-talk is, that negative self-talk. See, that negative self-talk does not allow your ground to be fertile, your spiritual womb to be fertile. Because the seed will be planted, but it will not be produced. You won't produce anything from it. How many ideas do you have that you're sitting on? I'm having to challenge myself in this way. Are you doing all the ideas that are given to you? Is your ground fertile? The evidence will show, what have you produced? When you look over your life, when you look at what you've accomplished, when you look at what you've achieved, have you produced anything? I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, I thought I was coming to Motivational Mondays. You are. But I need to challenge you. I wouldn't be your coach if I didn't challenge you, if I didn't stretch you as I'm stretching me, as I'm being stretched. This stretching, as I talked about in the setup, the law of the rubber band. We have to be stretched. And so I challenge you to evaluate. Is your ground truly fertile? When a seed is planted in the earth, the ground has to be fertile. And when a seed is planted on the inside of you, that seed represents an idea, a vision that has been given, a goal that you may have, a dream that you have. When it's planted, do you move on it? Do you take action? Do you convert on it? What are you sitting on today that you need to move on? I know that is a great thought to process and ponder, isn't it? What is it that you need to move on that you have not yet taken action on? Because when you look over your life, that speaks to what is your capacity to produce. So our G represents the ground that is fertile. Is your ground fertile? Our R represents having the right light illuminating on our vision, illuminating on our goals and on our dreams. When I think about the light, I think about a song by my spiritual mama, one of my mentors, Hattie Hollingsworth, Let Your Light Shine in My Dreams. And what I love about this song is that it challenges you to determine who's shining the light on your dream. Because when it comes to something growing in the earth, something growing in you, you need the right light to illuminate on your dream, on your vision, on your goals. Some of you who, you're like, oh, I can't buy into this. You may be disconnecting. I'm sorry that it's not connecting with you today. I can only share my truth. And let your light shine in my dreams. Can you let your light shine on my dreams? Literally just today, earlier in my private worship time, I was dealing with a circumstance, and I was seeking God, and I was saying, I really need you to let your light shine in this area. Illuminate, show me, guide me. Give me your insight and your wisdom So having the right light illuminate on your goals, on your vision, on your dreams, you first have to have that ground that is fertile, which represents your spiritual womb, which represents that which is planted in you from the inside out. All things start from the inside, and they are then produced on the outside. And that's why if your ground is not fertile, your capacity to produce speaks for itself. You're not producing anything. You're not converting. You're not doing. And you can justify it all day for any reason. You can justify it and say, oh, well, it's because of this. We can justify anything, whatever we want. But at some stage, you have to make a decision to do beyond all of the excuses and the becauses as to why you won't. So that ground that is fertile, there needs to be a light illumination, but the right light illuminating. That right light, because that little seed that's been planted, ooh, that light representing the sun, it brings about some energy. It brings about some things that truly nurture. It gives that seed what it needs to grow, the energy that it needs to grow, the energy for the process that's needful to be set to the right temperature, and just all of those different things that are happening underneath the ground that make that little plant that at certain stages that's trying to break free, it gives it the energy that it needs. So when you have, when I have the right light illuminating, it gives us the energy that we need. It gives us the energy that we need to blossom. It gives us the confidence that we need. It gives us all of these intangibles that we need to move forward. We become more courageous when we have the right light illuminating on our dreams, when we have the right light illuminating on our vision, on our goal. Because the reality is, when you do something that you've never done, and we all are doing something that we've never done, we're all first time, you know, trying something that we haven't done for the first time. And you have a book in you. There's authors that started with a book in them that they had to just write. There was an inventor for the first time. They had never created anything, but yet you never did a business or whatever the case may be. All of us are starting something for the very first time. And when you produce, that now shows that your ground is fertile. You have the capacity for production. And with that capacity of production, when you allow the right light to illuminate, the right light will give you the energy that you need. It'll help you to be bolder. It'll help you to be stronger. It helps you to grow. And we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, the four elements needed to grow. If you're just tuning in, we opened up our top of the hour by sharing around the law of the rubber band and the significance of understanding that growth stops when we lose the tension between where we are and where we could, in essence, be, our potential, where we want to grow. And now we're, if you missed it, you'll have to listen to the replay. Now we're digging into the four elements that are needed to grow. We said we're building an acronym of GROW, G-R-O-W. We're kind of just expanding out, as I often like to do, around a specific word. Today's word is GROW. If you're struggling where you are, you're fighting to grow, you're feeling like you've been in a rut, you're feeling like you're stuck, this is the message for you. And so GROW, we've established that our G is that the ground needs to be fertile. The ground needs to be fertile, and this ground that is fertile has the capacity to produce. Ground that's fertile has the capacity to produce. How do I know if I have the capacity to produce, Coach Adams? Well, look at what you've done in the past. Have you produced? Because that begins to become your story and your habit. Now, you don't have to stay in that place. If you haven't produced anything, you can make the decision to get different results. But that represents your ground. Is it fertile or not? Your ability, your capacity to produce. Then we said that the R is we must have the right light illuminating on our journey, illuminating on our visions, our goals, and our dreams. That right light gives us the energy that we need. So this is so key because you may need to introspect right in here and determine, why have I not produced the ideas that have been given to me? Why am I sitting on the dreams that I have? Why am I not moving on them? And seek the illumination of higher divine guidance to show you and to navigate you on your journey. Because coded in your very DNA of purpose, your assignment, it's clear the destination. But it's up to you, it's up to me to navigate, to move on the journey. You're at the starting point. The gap is that navigation in between. The end result, your destiny has been preordained. It's already been outlined. You simply have to move according to the plan. And as you move, this now allows you to produce, because production is all about execution. With production, you have to be doing something. You can't sit on the bench and say, oh, I'm productive. You weren't on the field. You weren't on the court. And that's how you determine in what you have produced, your habit of production, of producing, how fertile your ground is or isn't. And if you're struggling, are you allowing the right light to be illuminated on your journey? You know, one of the other things that I've grown to learn to be true, in addition to that there has to be fertile ground, that you have to have the right light, but our O, the outer space around a plant that has been, that seed in the plant, the outer space is so important. Because the outer space represents the environment. Are you in an environment that nurtures growth? What is your air space like around you? You know, when I think about the outer space, I think about a time when I was living in the heart of L.A. I had never lived in L.A. I've always grown up in, quote, unquote, the suburbs, the communities. I had not grown up and lived personally, that's not my story, in the heart of L.A. And probably about 8 to 10 years ago now, it's amazing how quickly time flies, maybe 8 years ago I was living in the heart of L.A., had never lived in the heart of L.A. And I'm going somewhere with this as it relates to our outer space and our environment, and does it nurture your growth? Because the environment is so key. And I was living in L.A., and I was living in a cute little back house, but again, I'm in L.A., in the heart of L.A., and the psychological environment of where I was, it was not conducive to what I had grown up in. You see, I grew up in the South Bay. I lived in Agoura Hills for a season. I lived in West L.A. I lived in Orange County prior to this season. So I had lived in some beautiful areas, right? Just because some of my property management experience and real estate experience that I had, some of which that's just how I grew up. But I lived in more community-based areas. But now I'm in LA, and some may say, but it's a community, yes, but it's a different mindset in certain areas of LA. And in this area, there were bars on the window. And it wasn't an area that I felt as comfortable walking in this space. Again, I had never lived in that area. Bars on the windows and different things of that nature. I got inside my little back house. It was cute, and it was about a year young, and so it was, the inside was amazing. It was just a great space when I got on the inside. But in order for me to get to the inside, I had to walk through the elements of the environment, and it wasn't inspiring me. It wasn't supporting my growth. I didn't feel comfortable walking around the elements of the atmosphere. And I remember seeking wisdom from my mentors. If you don't have a mentor in your life, or mentors, if you don't have a coach in your life, you need to, and this is a shameless plug, you need to make those connections, because there is great power in having the right people around you. There's great power in having the support of a coach and having the support of mentors. Of course, you got a great coach that you're tuned into today. Shameless plug. Receive your one-on-one coaching, group coaching. I have a full circle of coaching empowerment tools to support you on your journey, and would love to partner with you. But you have to have the right people around you. And I remember consulting my coach and saying, you know, the environment is just, yeah. I remember very clearly my mentor said, it's simple. Get out of there. That was a stretching. It was a challenge to stretch. If the environment, the space, the outer space around you, the environment is not nurturing your growth, you are not stuck there. You can move. You can make a change. Now, I know it's not easy. I had to do it myself. And I remember when I moved from the little back house in L.A. to Fullerton. And when I tell you, it was like night and day. Fullerton was more like the environments that I had grown up in, that I was accustomed to, that I had been in all of my life. And, you know, it was like a different airspace. And that's the whole thing about the environment around you. The environment around you, because the airspace around you is so key. The quality of the air. The freshness of the air. This supports us in growing. It supports the plant in growing. Besides the water that's needed that we're going to talk about next, you need to have the fresh, clean air. That fresh, clean air supports you in having a healthy soil. It supports you in your ground being fertile. Because it nurtures inspiration and gets you motivated when you have the right environment around you. And so I want to challenge you. If you're not feeling inspired by the space, the outer space that you're in, don't get stuck there. Don't stay there. Make a decision to make a shift. Now, I know it's easier said than done. At the time when my mentor gave me the challenge, get out of there, I was thinking, I had a Scooby-Doo moment. Like, I wasn't prepared for that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I instantly said I accepted the challenge to stretch, because I knew I need to make this shift. I knew how, as we stated, the law of the rubber band, that if you lose that tension, you're going to shrink up. You're not, that you have to have that expansion happening. And in that moment, I had lost that for that period of time. It just was not conducive. That environment was not conducive to the assignment, to who I was, to where I was going. And so don't be afraid to make a shift. So what have we talked about? We've talked about that there are four key elements that are needful to grow. We're making that connection with a plant and what it's needing to grow and connecting that back to what's needful for your vision, what's needful for your goals, what's needful for your dreams. Because ultimately, this whole journey is about working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, ultimately so that you can win on this journey known as life. And in order for you to win, you have to have the willingness to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Exactly what we just spoke about. You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. And so if the outer space, the environment around you is not nurturing and it's not allowing you to grow, it's not inspiring you, you don't have the support that you need, now is the time for you to make a change. Or figuratively, you're going to die there. And so you need to get into an airspace that gives you a better quality of air that would support you on your journey of growth. So we're building out our acronym around GROW, G-R-O-W. We said G, your ground has to be fertile. R, you need the right light illuminating on your vision. O, that outer space, that environment around you must nurture your growth. And our W is water. You know, it's interesting. Recently, I was doing some reading, and because I love the water, I really do. It's like my body gets excited when it's near water. Interestingly enough, the fact that I almost drowned twice in my life, once as a very young girl, it was my fault. My family said, don't go to the deep end of the pool. And I went to the deep end of the pool, and I lost my, I was holding on. There were these three lion heads that were, they were fountains, and they shot out water. And I was holding on to the lion heads, and my hand slipped because of the water, and I was at the deep end, and I fell in. And my cousin, I thank God for her. She had to jump in and save me and pull me out. I don't remember how old I was, but I was young at this time. But I love the water. I'm always around the water. Even with that, I'm still around the water. Then I had another situation, again, because I love the water. Put me anywhere near the water, looking at the water, touching the water, hearing the water. I love water. So when I was in high school, and I believe at this time I was a freshman or junior in high school, and in the summer, there oftentimes we would go to swim at school, you know, in the summertime, and everybody's hanging out and all of that. And I must have been in the 10th grade because I had already had a base of friends by this time. So I was probably in the 10th grade when this situation happened. And they had a diving pool, and they also had, you know, just the regular pool that you can kind of hang out in and splash and what have you, swim or whatever. But the diving pool was different. Now, I would stay away from the diving pool because I knew that, you know, I love the water, but I can't dive. And I get nervous at this time. I would get nervous if I'm feeling unsafe. You know, there's too much activity going around, but I would get in the water as long as I felt like I could stand up and I'm feeling safe in this comfort zone, right? So a friend of mine, because I was at the pool regularly, almost every day, that was a part of the summer enjoyment, picked me up and threw me into the deep end of the diving pool. Didn't know that I couldn't swim. Again, I'm probably in the 10th grade. Had to jump right back in and save me. So two different situations where I had, you know, almost drowned being in the water, being in the pool. But yet I still love the water. Get me on a boat today, I'm right out there. You know, I've gone parasailing over the water. I mean, just whatever it is, I'm trying to be by the water. Why do I share all of that? I said my body gets excited when it's near the water. One of the things that I enjoy doing is taking a drive along the coast, of course, living here in California, in Orange County. It never gets old for me. People are like, don't you get tired? No, because, again, I have a special affinity for the water. And so our W in our grow is water. Why did I share all of that with you? Is that recently I was doing some reading and I learned that water represents life. It represents birth. It represents refreshing. It represents fertility. And I thought, wow, now I understand. Because whenever I am near, around, I can hear it, I'm on it, I'm touching the water, I feel alive. It gives me life. And so the water gives the seed life. And that's a part of our growth. Water represents life. It represents birth. When you think about a new baby coming, they come through what? The water breaks. And that's the starting process of the life coming forth. For me, whenever I need to be refreshed, I go to the beach. Just sit on a rock, hear the water, touching my feet. It's refreshing. And so water is needed for survival. Our bodies need the water. And that's probably why my body craves the water. When we become, our soil becomes dry, what are we thirsting for? Water. You cannot eat, but you need water. And so when it comes to this process of growing, how can you allow yourself to continuously be refreshed through the water? Think about that, because that is so key in this process of growing and understanding that water is needed to survive. And what does that look like for you to get that refreshing? Well, when I think about birth and fertility, it's like, okay, well, what are you birthing? It goes back to that ground being fertile, and are you producing? When you need to be refreshed, where do you go to get refreshed? What does that look like for you? Because those moments, those opportunities are opportunities that will nourish you in this process on your journey of growing. Because we must continue to expand. We must continue to allow ourselves to stretch. So if you're feeling like you're in a rut, if you're feeling like I'm shrinking, you need to do an assessment. That assessment is asking the questions, is my ground fertile or do I need to fertilize? Have I been in a dark space? Do I need the illumination of the light? You know, when you listen to the news and when you look at the news, it'll get you in a dark place. I want to challenge you, turn it off and connect with the light. Allow the illumination of the light. As my mentor, Hattie Hollingsworth, would say, let God's light shine on your dreams. Spend time, private time with God and allow him through worship, through his word, to breathe life into your dreams through the light of who he is, illuminating divine insight and wisdom. We're talking about the four elements for growth: fertile ground, light, space. What is the outer space around you, the environment that you're in? If you need to shift your environment, do that. Don't stay on that job that you're just existing there, that you get there and you feel like there's just a loss of energy and all of that. Now, please understand, Coach Adams is not saying go to your job tomorrow and quit. No. But if you're not feeling inspired in the space that you're in, wherever that may be, you need to look at making a shift. And maybe that's taking on a new job that's going to allow you to be stretched and challenged, starting a business, birthing what's on the inside of you, whatever that may look like. Know that it's up to us to change things by our execution of our movement and doing something. As we step out and take one step, I assure you, my truth, God will advance you too. He'll move you too. But you have to step out. And many of us have gotten into those spaces where we're not even moving because we're in such a rut. We're in such a dark place. We've lost hope because of all of the circumstances and the stuff and the weight and the heaviness. So get into a different space. Do what you need to do to allow the waters to flow and to refresh you, to bring forth a new mindset of birthing, a new mindset of life and visions and goals and dreams. What does that look like for you? You know, you may need to get into a coaching partnership so that you have it that you need to, in essence, align yourself with those four elements for growth that are key, and connecting that back to the law of the rubber band. You know, I am committed, and I do this through my Impact 100, I am committed to coaching and supporting and assisting 100 individuals in their personal, on their personal growth and professional growth journey through the full circle of empowerment tools that I have available. And so if you want more information about my full circle of empowerment, you may call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, call or text. If you're texting, simply text your name and full circle, your name and full circle. And I want you to know that I would love to be on your team and join in partnership with you through my full circle of empowerment. Every week, faithfully, we are here on Motivational Mondays for the exception of a holiday. We're right here for you on Motivational Mondays, giving you an hour of empowerment to jumpstart your week. In addition, one-on-one coaching is available for you. In a one-on-one coaching partnership, the focus exclusively is all about YOU, your vision, your goals, your dreams, and supporting you in crystallizing that and moving to the next level. And then there's group coaching through my personal and professional growth plan, receive a year of coaching support, and masterminds on private masterminds on specific subjects, like I'm preparing to do one on the five levels of leadership. Those of you that are regular listeners know that I'm a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team, and I'm authorized to do masterminds on specific topics, and I'm excited about sharing some knowledge around the five levels of leadership as I'm always looking to grow in my leadership. And so I want you to know that there's so much support available for you. You don't have to be on this journey all by yourself. You don't have to lose focus on your goals and your dreams. You don't. It's a decision that you make. Don't lose focus on your goals. Do something differently. And now is the time to do that if you desire different results. So there's many options available for you. We want to continue this conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you want more information about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com. That's all that we have time for today. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Empowerment Coach. I coach and you win. We look forward to having you tune in on next week and connecting back with you.